I'm joined now by Mark Bower after the 1-1 home draw against Boreham Wood. Mark, a real game of two halves, all over in the first half. What happened in the second?
I just said to the players there, you know, after the game, at the level that we're at, no team, you know, we're not going to come across teams like we've come across at the bottom of Conference North. They're always going to have spells of pressure against you. That no matter what game you're in, you're going to have a spell of pressure to deal with. And unfortunately, when we were well on top in the first half, we didn't take our chances. When they came, you know, didn't have much luck in and around the area, a few balls bubbling about that could have just dropped to us, but never did. And then in the second half, they came out and got a grip of the game. They got on second balls and went in front, disappointed with the goal we conceded from a set piece. But we said when teams have those spells against us, we've got to be strong, we've got to stand up to it. And I didn't think they did much to open us up. They were on top, but you know, we were sat in there sort of comfortably dealing with what they had. And the set piece ends up in the back of the net, and then your trouble is you obviously have to come out more and leave yourself exposed on the counter attack. But two things really. We've got to be stronger when we're under that spell of pressure, make sure we don't concede. But when we're on top, we've just got to take some more chances. We've got to get ourselves in front, and it makes such a difference in the game. But I mean, in the end, you know, we're thankful to take a point, and probably just about did enough to take it in the end. But you know, over the course of the game and the chances created, we should have been well in front and should have won the game.
Heart and mouth moment at the end there with the penalty, ball in the back of the net before the penalty was awarded. Did you think, oh no, not again?
You're just thinking with decisions, the ones, you know, the way they're going against us, is that, you know, going to be another one? But no, credit to Nick, he stepped up and kept his composure and stuck it right in the corner. If the keeper had gone the right way, I don't think he'd have saved it. So credit to Nick for that. You know, you can rely on him in those situations. But yeah, you know, certainly over the 90 minutes, we at least deserved a draw. But the frustration is that we never got ourselves in front when we were on top, which is vital. You know, we did it on when we had our spells on Wednesday night. We scored goals, but we didn't manage to do that today. And yeah, you know, we get the point in the end. Two unbeaten now, so you know, we've said that's a little run, but again, it's a draw when really we wanted to win the game.
Talk about the changes. Obviously, we're in two minds at some point about bringing on Nick Boshall, but Luke Porritt, when he came on, he impressed for us in the stand.
Yeah, did all right, Poz. I mean, it's probably not set up for him when he came on. You know, when they're defending deep, you know, Poz likes to use his pace, and when teams are a bit higher up the pitch, he can exploit that space a bit more. But he's positive, you know, he'll always look to get on the ball and be, you know, take people on. And he forced their right back a little bit and created a little bit of space for us. But you know, it's not the ideal situation for Poz coming on there, but you know what you're going to get from him. He'll give you absolutely everything he's got, and his enthusiasm and pace and that positivity that he's got was a plus today. Not too many pluses. I thought too many players were just a little bit off it. Certainly in that second half when they were getting on the second balls, and we just seemed that lacking a yard of sharpness or pace or whatever it might be. And whether that's, you know, having played Wednesday night as opposed to Tuesday on the back of four fixtures, four tough games close together. Who knows, up against a side that have gone full time as well. So you know, the lads have kept going. You know, the real positive from today is that we've got a point from it. The lads have kept going right till the end. But we know we've got to be better in many departments than we were certainly in that second half.
Week off now, and it's a break from the league with the FA Cup next Saturday at Halifax. Important to get through that next round and into the first round proper.
Definitely, yeah. That becomes the focus now. It'd probably be nice, really, just to have a little break from the league, and it's been relentless. I think what is it, 18 games in now in such a short space of time. It has been, you know, a real grind to get through, especially when, you know, you get some results that have been difficult. But no, it's a great game for both sides, really. Local derby, FA Cup, there's that incentive to get to the first round and get into the hat to draw some of the big clubs in the Football League. So recharge the batteries, have a good couple of sessions this week, and hopefully we can go into it and play with you know, similar way that we did in the first half today and for most of the game on Wednesday night, and we'll get ourselves in the next round.
Thanks, Mark.